Hollywood's theatrical remake of the week is The Crow.
What's the first thing you liked about me?
I thought that you were quite brilliantly broken.
The story follows two troubled souls who fall in love. However, soon dark figures from their past show up to put an end to them forever.
When someone dies,
a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead.
One finds himself stuck in the middle, and he's brought back to our realm to seek revenge.
And sometimes something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest.
It's been decades since I've seen the 1994 film, and I've never read the original comic, so I can't speak for how accurate this adaptation is. It's dark and it's dreary, but that's kind of the point. And Bill Skarsgård gives us all as the protagonist, Eric Draven. Though the love interest played by FKA Twigs is catastrophically dull.
I saw things. I shouldn't have seen any of it.
But the fatal flaw is the script and the direction. The story plods along, languishing in its own pomposity. The imagery is fine, but it doesn't have the same impact of the original film.
We have a problem.
If this were a brisk 90-minute supernatural John Wick movie, it might have been fine. But between the convoluted character backstories and the meandering plot, it was just boring.
You know that love promises only pain.
The Crow gets 1.5 bird droppings out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.